When Johnson Controls began its supplier diversity program in 1993, it spent about $2 million a year buying equipment and services from minority or women-owned firms. 10 years later, that figure is up to more than $1 billion annually. The businesses supply Johnson Controls with everything from machine tooling to engineering services. Reginald Layton is in charge of the company's diversity business development program. He says companies that do business with Johnson Controls and their employees are more likely to buy its brands of batteries or car parts.
Minority companies hire minority employees to a far greater extent than majority companies. And 3 out of every 4 companies in the United States are headed by women. So these companies help U.S. households pay for mortgages and cars and things that drive the U.S. economy. So again, this is not just a feel-good thing. This is about economic development in a emerging domestic market in the United States.
Layton says Johnson Controls also seeks out suppliers that have been deemed disadvantaged by the government or that are owned by Vietnam vets. Those companies may be owned by anyone, regardless of gender or color. This week, the company is sponsoring a supplier diversity showcase in Milwaukee. 40 minority-owned companies will meet with buyers from Johnson Controls' 3 divisions. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.